Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with West Hancock head girls basketball coach Paul Sonius. And Coach, few games on the docket to talk about since the last time we chatted with you. Let's go back to January 10th when you guys hosted Lake Mills and came away with a 47-39 victory over the Bulldogs that night, Coach.
Yeah, we owed them one. They beat us up there at their place. We didn't quite get going the way I would like to have seen us at the beginning of the year with Lake Mills, but we played a much better game down in our place here, especially defensively. Kudos goes out to Cameron Echols. She played a heck of a game. We had her on Taylor Vanek, their best player, all night long, and she really did a great job on her, making it very, very tough for her to get a lot of stuff. And I think that just kind of jump-started our team, was kind of the defensive play of Cameron Echols, because that just put everybody else in the same mode of playing some man-to-man defense. And we locked down pretty good on Lake Mills compared to the first game, and allowed us to be able to come away with a win. We just haven't been scoring the points that we need to this year. Not quite sure why with some of the talent we have here, but everybody found the scoring book for us against Lake Mills, and we were able to use a third quarter that was probably the best part there. We only gave up 3 points in the third quarter and scored 11 points ourselves to kind of give us a 9-point lead that we really never relinquished in the last quarter. And we were led by Shelby Gopal and Mallory Lear, who had 11 and 10 points.
And, Coach, your guys' next night out, a couple nights later, you guys travel to North Union and can be a tough place to play, and they're able to get past you there 49-29.
Yeah, this was a game where basically it was almost an exact replica of last year. We came out in the first half and, again, played some great defense. North Union's been doing a pretty good job against everybody except for Bishop Garrigan, and we held them to 8 points in the first quarter, and then we allowed them a few points in the second quarter, but we're only down 19-20 going into the halftime, and we did the same thing we did up there last year, and that was last 2 minutes of the game, or the first half, we couldn't score. First 5 minutes of the second half, we couldn't score either. But our defense is one thing that's been there pretty much all year long, except for a couple games. And despite not being able to score for 7 straight minutes there between the first half and second half, we're only down by 9 at the end of the third quarter, 30-21. And then kind of the wheels fell off a little bit there. Just really, truthfully, couldn't find the range from anywhere. Shots were not going in. But we kept playing hard and kept getting after it. And the one thing that, like I said, we have not shot the ball well this year, but defensively we have been able to keep ourselves in a lot of ball games and give ourselves a chance to win even at the end without having that great shooting that we've been able to have at some times.
And with that, you guys then play the next night against Eagle Grove. It's kind of one of those things we've had this year where now it's starting to be where you're going to play just about every single night. And you guys go back-to-back with Eagle Grove and come away with a win at Eagle Grove 48-41.
Yeah, you're right about playing. That was our second three games in a row, pretty much without a practice. This year, we got another one coming up. Can't imagine. I don't know if I've ever imagined that many times that we've ever had that. We went down to Eagle Grove, and they played pretty decent. We had our opportunity to explode and get a pretty good lead. We actually were up 29-15 or 29-18 at halftime, and we just kind of like we fell asleep a little bit, but. We got ourselves going a little bit and just kind of hung on, but that's basically the way we played. It's like we used a lot of energy up there to North Union Armstrong, driving all the way to Armstrong, and then we took the bus again down to Eagle Grove. And you could kind of see that, we came on the first half up by 11. I think we thought maybe we could put it in cruise control. That wasn't going to be. They made some shots. We kind of, after we played pretty well, I thought 29 points first half. We'd look pretty good. just couldn't keep her going. We had Mallory Lettuce with 21 and Cameron Echols had 13, and we just couldn't quite get the things that we needed to get going there in the second half. And give credit to Eagle Grove, they just kept themselves going, and we just kind of, like I said, just kind of hung on at the end, and that's basically where we played that second half. It almost looked like we were kind of there. Like I said, I think we lost a lot at North Union.
And, Coach, your next night out is the next day as you guys take on Hampton, Dumont, Cal in non-conference play, so a good non-conference team there, and you come away with a victory by 15, 45-30.
Yeah, as we just talked about, you know, three games in a row. The good thing about this one was that it was at home. Didn't have to get on that bus. I think that made a difference for us. We came away with a nice win. Mallory led us with 19, but we had some good scoring by a lot of girls out there. Maracucci ended up having 7 points for us. We got 6 points from Shelby Gopal and 6 from Maddie Ruggerman. A good game for us. We played well. They came out and got us, but again, we were able to move the ball. We found ourselves in some pretty good spots for some good shots. So that was one of the things that we've been trying to work on. A lot of teams are throwing zones at us, so we're having to try to figure out what to do with those zones. And then problem is, if we're not hitting the threes as well as we normally should, that's going to hurt you a little bit. And we hit the threes pretty good against Hampton Dumont, put some threes in right there. And I think that's a big key for us. We've got to be able to start figuring out and find a way to find that jumper from three-point range and knock some of those down. Because if you can do that, that makes a huge difference against the zone. And we've got to figure out a way to start putting a few of those in to help our defense. Because, again, the idea that you held somebody to 30 points, only gave up 13 in the first half, that's pretty good defense. And the problem was we were only up by 12, and we should be up by a lot more if you're holding somebody to 13 points in the first half.
On the 17th, you guys had an opportunity to win 3 straight games, which would be the first this time in the season for your team, and you get it done as you guys host Garner Hayfield Ventura. And a little bit different of a game than the first time around, it seemed like to me. But you guys find the win, 41-25 at home.
Yeah, this was a very, very physical ball game. You could see with both teams getting after each other. As I said, we used defense against GHV. We tried to hold some of their top scorers down, and we did. We held Jenna Prignitz to 3 points, which was a big thing for us to keep her away from those three-point shots. And they did get some threes up. They made 5 of them, but on the whole, that we only just gave up 9 field goals, and they had 9 points only at halftime. That's a credit to our defense right there. They were in the face, and they were all over the place with those girls. But this one probably more than anything else, so we got everybody to get in the book again. We had all 9 of our girls score. Actually, 26 of our points on the night came from our reserves. Maracucci led us with 12. Mallory Lear did have 7, but Peyton Whipple ended up with 6. So a couple of freshmen ended up with 18 of our points, a big boost for us as they hit some big outside shots. 5 threes from those two girls was a big key for us in that game. But probably worse more than anything else, it was a win, but it was a loss for us in the case. We did lose the services for a while of Drew Hagen and Shelby Gopal, two seniors and two very important cogs of our team. And so we're going to have to try to figure out some things without them. I think we've got some girls that can play and do the things we need to. And we found out last night that we can. It's just too bad that we have to lose them for a while. It'd be nice to have them for last night. But that game was extremely physical. And as I said, it cost us a couple girls right now, and we've got to be ready to get going for this next game. But it was a good win. As you said, it was 3 games in a row, and something we hadn't got. But since the Newman game before Christmas, I think we've been playing much, much better. And just the only losses we've had since then have been to ranked teams. And so we're doing what we need to do. We just got to figure out still a way to get the shots to drop a little better for us.
And you guys were scheduled to take on a Charles City non-conference team on Thursday. That game gets X'd, though, and it goes to Friday night. Last night, when you guys take on North Union again, second time in 8 days taking on North Union. This time you get them at home, and what a contest that was last night. And North Union just edges you guys 43-42.
Yeah, it was a... we were a little worried about what was going to go on, and we had some nervousness early on. We started the two freshmen to go along with the three other girls starting normally because we didn't have the services as the set of Shelby and Drew. And they looked a little wide-eyed, having put them in a game. And actually my reserves all were a little nervous, I think, kind of just deciding what was going on. And then you've got your indecision of your older girls that have been playing that, you know, here we don't have two of our girls that normally are with us, and we have some young girls. Even though the young girls have been playing with us for a while, it still was a little different start, and you could see it early on. Not everybody quite ready what to do and where to fit and how to do things. And you know, it's a big stage, and I've had other young girls take the big stages at times too. And I'm going to give these girls a lot of credit. We fell behind 8-0, but they just kept fighting, just kept coming back. And as I said before, I still believe, as I've told them all the time, you play great defense, you give yourself an opportunity, you're going to give yourself a chance at the end. And we should have actually got this one, but we fell behind, worked our way back to 11 down at halftime, 28-17, and then we did a great third quarter. Third quarter was ours. We came out, limited them to 3 points. We scored 15-3 in that quarter. And then we got to a point with about a minute to go. We're up by five. We lost the services of Mallory Lear. She fouled out. And that kind of hurt us a little bit for ball handling. And they knew right then and there. They came at us a little bit with a little bit more of a press, which I knew they would have to. And as I said, truthfully, in the last half, we held them looking at this. We held them, if you take away the last minute of the game, we held them to 9 points for the whole half. And it's just we made some mistakes at the end. And as I said before, we had a lot of girls that were in there that probably wouldn't be normally in there at that time, and they've never been there. So it was a good experience for us to get them in there. And we just didn't quite get the job done at the end. And that's one of the things that we need to work on. I mean, you learn from being in these places, and we really truthfully have not been in too many places at the very end, because either we've been ahead by 9-10 points or we've been behind big at the end. And if you're not in these kind of situations and you're missing a couple girls that would normally be in there, you know, whether it's foul trouble or hurt, you kind of put yourself in a position where, you know, you're hoping that some of the girls will do the right things. And we just made a few bad passes here and there, and we just made a few mistakes. So somewhere along the line, you know, you got to learn and work from those. And so, yeah, it was a great game, but not the great game that we wanted to get a win, because that would have been a big-time win over a ranked team, and we fell a little short. So good night for us, but a lot of learning went on that night too.
And, Coach, you guys will have a couple of games next week with North Iowa and Forest City. What are you expecting out of those games?
Well, I don't – you know, anytime you play somebody on a Monday, you just don't know what's going to happen, especially when you play it on Friday. You never know how it's going to be with the weekend and not getting any practice in. And we lost to North Iowa last time, and they're going to come at us with a zone. And if we can hit some shots, that'll be a big bonus for us. We do have with some of these young girls, they're shooting the ball pretty well. And so we can get them in a game like that. That may be a way to get some chances to get some shots off. North Iowa has a 2-3 zone, but not quite as aggressive up top as North Union. So we'll see how that works. And then we get 3 days off before we take on Forest City, which you know, I don't know how you can – I think you got to be careful about looking at games of how Forest City played North Union and how we play North Union. they play a little different than we do, so you can never go by the comparative scores all the time. And I know that any time we play Fort City, it's going to be a wild game anyway. So, but we still have 3 days of practice, and we're going to need it because, as you said, about 3 days in a row, we go Fort City Friday. There's a chance it could be Charles City on Saturday, Monday Clarion, Tuesday Belmont. And so we need those 3 days to kind of get ourselves back a little bit, get ready for those games coming up.
Well, Coach, thanks so much for taking some time with us this morning. We really do appreciate it. Best of luck to the Eagles going forward, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Aaron.
That's West Hancock Head Girls Basketball Coach Paul Sonius.